Thank you so much, Paul. Paul, thank you so much for receiving me here at your farm, Pamo Africa.
Yes.
I'm really very grateful to be in your office.
Welcome. And
having a beautiful discussion with you.
Yes.
Basically, why I have come here is to share with you a few things and to find out some other things from you also. Concerning your application to yes. Sector 39 for a grant
yes.
to help you do some other personal issues of yours, yes. which I don't want to talk about, you know it.
Yes.
So I would like to find out from you a few things.
Yes.
How would you wish the plan to operate?
The plan for the farm.
Yes, if yeah. you're given this grant, how will the farm operate? What do you have to offer to Sector 39?
Yeah, what I will offer is just to give the program of farming
yes.
for Sector 9 for 2 years. That is according to our communication with Steve.
Okay.
So that Sector 39 will operate this farm for 2 years.
Okay.
And all the programs will be under Sector 39 supervision.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to find out from you, if we had our trainees coming here or whoever will be sent here, would you charge them any money?
No,
within these 2 years,
I will not do that, because if we have a training here, the training will be under Sector 39, okay. and being that the farm is now owned by Sector 39, Sector 39 will be the control of everything,
okay.
unless there were the people who say, Paul, we want to give you this.
Okay. Should be out of their
yes.
will.
Should be out of their will.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to find out from you also about other things that you would offer.
Yeah. So I will offer the accommodation. I will offer accommodation that will be free. I will not charge. But if any case we have volunteers or any visitors, so for the volunteers, I mean even people from our neighboring countries, not from overseas, or we'll just assist them even in our home. If any case they need our assistance, we will just work, we will just be together as a family.
So instead of them going to pay in the lodge,
yeah,
they will be accommodated.
They will be accommodated in our house,
okay,
free of charge, unless Sector 39 will pay those volunteers for their duties, but okay. not us to charge them.
Okay.
Yes.
What about? Let's talk of bringing some people from Uganda to come and help, like the team from Sector 39. Let's talk of Clovis, Ali, Godi, Helen, Irene, and Vicky. Will you be willing to work with them in your farm?
That one I will appreciate, because that is a way of having a strong network, and even the people from our area, they will see this program of permaculture as a very important thing, because they see people from different places just come to do this permaculture work, and that is also a way how our people will show interest and say, this issue of permaculture, it is something which can change somebody's life. Imagine people from different places, they just come to learn, they just come to work, why not us? And this also a way how to expand this. Yeah.
Okay. In return for your help in Sector 39, Sector 39 is willing to engage you in a week 2 times so as to raise something for your family. How do you look at that?
Yeah, and that one will be okay. because it is good even me to devote my time to work for Sector 39, and I will appreciate if they just give us a small lump sum to support my family.
Mm.
I will appreciate that.
I would like to find out from you, Paul, if, for example, we had a lot of volunteers being sent here and maybe some other workers coming to work with you here, how would you make the best use of them?
Yeah, as a training center here, we have a connection with villagers, different villagers coming from a very far distance, but as our focus is that every villagers there, every village, they have one demonstration site. So if we have more volunteers, many people from different places come and work in our in this farm of Sector 39, we will engage them, we will delegate duties. Instead of working in one place, we will engage them to share the idea or to share the knowledge with other people from different villages where we have demonstration site. They will interact with people there. They will just share with them the knowledge they have. They will also learn from them. And that is a way how they will just learn our culture, because they will meet different kind of people there. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Paul. I would like to find out from you about the water source. Where do you get the water you use in the farm?
Yes, the water, we are always using the water we trap from this greenhouse roof, the training hall roof, where we tap the rainwater. And I hope if you go all around, you will see a tank. And also, we have some seasonal rivers. They are just, they can hold water for 1 to 2 months.
After. So how do you get that water from that river up to here?
Yeah, we just, sometimes we use wheelbarrow.
Okay.
We use a donkey cart.
Okay.
And even you can just carry it on your, in your own head.
So you pour that water in the tanks?
No, we just bring to use directly to the farm.
Okay.
Yes.
So like right now, how much water does your farm use? Like once you've trapped that water during rain season, how long does it stay?
Yeah, this tank, we use it for two months.
Okay.
But sometime, not 2 months, 1 month, because there's a time where even the community, they just come for that clean water from the tank.
Okay.
Yeah, for their household use.
Okay.
And even some farmers, we can just give them, because we give them water, because we don't want them to lose their vegetable.
Okay.
Because there is no water and we have the stored water here in the town.
Okay. That is great. So I'm going to ask a personal question. Feel free with me.
Yes.
And talk about it if you can. So can you tell me briefly how you've been earning your living?
Yeah, in a short description about I'm earning my living. Me, as a trained permaculture teacher, all my living we depend from this issue of permaculture, because I used to train different people. I used to train people from their own farm. Some groups, they just call me to train them in their group, and they have to pay me. And also, we are also doing this issue of farming. We rent some lands, we do farming, and from what we get from our farm, some we sell, and some we just use for the family purpose. And majorly, our life depend on this permaculture issues, yeah, because I've been working for this permaculture program groups. Sometimes people hired me. I go and teach them whatever they paid me. I use for my home, and even the little I get, we invest in our business. We have a small shop in our center. Mm. So whatever profit we get from the shop, we just support the family.
Okay. Mm. Thank you so much, Paul. I would like to find out from you, which other facilities do you have around that you think can help support the work here? Apart from the house and then the farm, do you have a health center around here?
Yes, we have a private dispensary up on the other side. We have a dispensary. We also have school where we can even, if it is a matter of holding a meeting where we need a large crowd of people, we can even use
the school.
Yes.
At what cost?
No, like the one my wife is having school here, and even for the community we can just talk, because we can just talk to them.
Your wife has a school?
Yeah.
Of primary school, nursery school, or
private, this one. Well, we have this big home there.
In your home?
Next to this farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know there is a school around here.
I will show you. Are you seeing this structure up here?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that is a school.
A primary school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Like how many children study there?
No, it is in from grade 1 to grade 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have they started studying already?
No. Yeah, it's now when they start arriving. Because, you know, the small kids, by something like 9 years, when they're just coming from far distance.
Yeah, so they have not yet started?
It's now when they start arriving.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, it will be grateful for us to see the place.
Yeah.
So how big is the structure?
You are going to see it.
Can it also help accommodate some people in case we want to use it for accommodation?
Yes.
So, meaning you can still accommodate people at home there and here also?
Yes.
Okay. Without any charge?
No charge.
Okay.
Yes.
So, how many people do you think can be accommodated in your home?
Yeah, my home, the house can accommodate 6 people.
Okay.
Yes.
That is for now.
For now, but in future we are planning even to have another separate house.
Okay.
With at least 4 rooms that can accommodate even also 8.
Okay.
Yes.
And then at the school?
At the school, the hall is too big. Can we accommodate more than 10?
Okay.
Yes.
That is so great. Now, supposing the children are there at school, how will they use that place?
So it is us to figure out when can we have the...
When we can use it and when we cannot.
We cannot use it.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much, Mr. Paul. I think we have come to an end of our conversation.
Yes.
This will surely reach Steve and... the conclusions will be made by you and Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. You will come to an agreement on this, both of you.
Okay.
Yeah. In case there is anything else he wants to find out from you, he will surely get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm.